Drug costs for state health programs helping the poor and elderly are going up along with enrollment. In a speech to drug manufacturers, Governor Jim Doyle says Medicaid and other programs are a big reason behind the state's $3.2 billion deficit.
We are one of only six states across the nation that is preserving our optional prescription drug benefit under Medicaid. And there are many states across the country right now that are just cutting people off of Medicaid to solve their budget woes.
While Doyle's budget does not limit eligibility, if passed, it would increase deductibles and enrollment fees for those in senior care. That program helps the elderly pay for prescription drugs. Other Medicaid cost-saving measures would require special approval for certain drugs. Tom Moore is a legislative consultant for the Wisconsin Chapter of Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. He says state health officials should not determine who gets what medicine.
Not that every single product is available all the time, but we want to see medical professionals, doctors, primarily making decisions about what drugs are available.
Prescription drug makers also are against Wisconsin becoming part of a drug-buying pool with Michigan and Vermont. They, along with the Kaiser Foundation, contend it could limit access to drugs for some. There's also the concern it could cut into profits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.